last week on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Wow, we're going to die, you guys. We're all going to die.
But I will roll my reflex saves. Natty 20 for Parsis.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
And a natty 18 for the Cranium Preserver. That takes us to the end of that turn.
This is dumb.
It's been fun, you guys.
18.
The DC of Seal Fate is 28.
Oh. Oh.
Wow. That's not even a hard DC to beat. Just kidding. It's really hard to beat.
You're cursed.
Oh.
To void damage.
Oh.
Okay, how do I mark that?
Good grief. Just,
okay, I'm rolling the thunder die this time. Let's see if the curse holds. Natty 1.
Are you serious?
Natty 1.
No, yes. You guys don't understand. You don't understand.
Natty 1.
You don't understand yes. How big this is.
That was supposed to be for my turn.
If you roll then it's a critical. Anything under a 12, 2 would be a critical failure. You're permadead.
I'm permadead.
I can't take it. I cannot take this session. I can't do it.
So this is a regular hit against Parsis?
16 on the die.
His AC is low.
I yield. Please. If we must stop this attack, I know when I am bested and I do not wish to die here today. With this all sincerity, please, I beg you. If we must stop this conflict. It has gotten too serious in here. Yeah? Don't you think?
You have to say it because you're casting a spell.
Skybound.
I guess.
I don't know you.
Oh, man.
He's confused.
He is confused. Recover or permanently die.
No, I can't take this.
For the third time in this freaking episode, how much good luck do you have left?
Varg has almost died so many times.
I would like to destroy the jar.
I'm okay with that.
I think we should let the story unfold and try not to metagame as much as possible.
You are living reckless today, sir.
I just think we should live the story.
Now the Cranium Preserver will act.
Did I screw up?
Why'd you do that?
And then for its last action, it will strike at the prone Varg.
Stop.
Next to its body.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it would have been better to do nothing. We'd still be further ahead than we are now.
That's poetic.
And I always think back and realize I played that all wrong. When Varg was revived and got back up, I moved him away. And I don't think Varg would have done that.
Well, this is the end of the Shumfall 5.
All four of you have failed your will saves. You all take 23 damage as Varg drops to the ground again. Unconscious and dying 3.
Yeah.
From being wounded 2. Is this the end of the Shumfall 5?
Now, the next episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast. And I'm really struggling this week with any kind of an opener because of the tension that is mounting here.
What tension?
And so I want to talk about... Yeah, what do you mean? What are you talking about? So what I want to talk about is the expectation of this game. This is a board game. For all intents and purposes, You can expand that classification and call it a tabletop role-playing game because we're all playing a unique character here on a tabletop rolling dice. But it is just a narrative story being told through chance with a little bit of framework set up for you guys to play in, like a sandbox. And it never fails to amaze me just how real it can get. And how real it can feel to be marching through this imagination land.
I don't know. It always feels like a puzzle to me. Yeah. That's how I feel when I play it. It's like, oh, I have a puzzle. I have a problem to solve. I mean, it's like math, right? When you get out of algebra, they start giving you story problems, right? Why? The point is, can you solve problems? It's like being creative to put the pieces of the puzzle together to get through something. So that's what it feels like. Am I able to figure out a way for us to solve the problem in front of us, which is don't die, which is a little challenging with variable things coming at you and changing. So I don't know. For me, it's just always like a puzzle. That's how I think about it.
Well, for me, it feels like irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
As soon as the stress comes, the guts bubble.
I get the bloops.
Yeah.
The bloops.
You get the sweeps.
Creeps. And the bleeps.
So it's not fun. It's not fun right now. I like winning.
Yeah. I do too.
It's like, I'm really good at that.
You're good at winning?
When I'm winning.
I have a high skill at winning.
I'm winning, I'm really good at it.
I'm trained in winning. I'm an expert.
The dying part of no, I'm not really into that. No.
Yeah.
So this is
and Kairos is sitting on 16 HP right now.
Sweet 16, baby.
It's rough.
Oh, you got like a bunch of hero points, right?
Collectively.
No, you.
I don't even think collectively we have a lot of hero points. There are two.
Yeah, we got two collectively.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm rarely like this low. This doesn't happen to me. I'm no Varg, you know.
No, you're usually chilling, shooting arrows and stuff. Like, you're like,
from rooftops.
Yeah.
Far away.
Then that Iron Maiden came and snatched your soul.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
Smacked me right
sucked
in the
up
head.
A couple of extra HP for Parsis.
Yeah, good. I was bummed to hear
it's
that.
It's not good. It's not good.
What do you think, Luton? I mean, this is...
Oh, this is... I feel like I've made a huge mistake.
By agreeing to play this game
with
you guys.
By agreeing to play this game.
There's a lot of layers to that.
Say it like Joe Bluth.
Yeah.
I've made a huge mistake.
Yeah.
After last recording session, we were all joking around, and I went up to Brittany, and I was like, this is all your fault. And she was like...
Oh, my gosh.
And she was like, I know. I feel terrible. And then Greg doubled down on it.
No, it is my
but
fault.
But then I showed jokey face.
No, yeah. No.
You
I'll take
jokey
responsibility
face.
Because... I did roll high on my perception check on Parsis, and he was telling the truth. And so if I hadn't attacked the jar, then I think things would be different. But also, I knew we only had limited time. He was only supposed to be fleeing for his turn, and then he'd be back. So I just was trying to figure out how to put us in a better position for when he came back.
I mean, I can't imagine a world where it's okay that he's not out of it.
Right.
So, like, I'm not mad. Even though this is, like, even if we all did die, I'm still like, okay, what, are we going to have a conversation with him and then fight him right after, too?
Right.
Like,
it was
we
just
still
delaying
gotta get
the
this
inevitable.
Guy out of here.
Yeah.
Right.
Healing as many of us as we could, but then also doing some damage on the jar seemed like the best option. But
yeah, it makes sense.
Now that I've done it, everything.
Hindsight is 2020.
Hindsight is always 2020.
Is it though?
It's 40/20.
We do have one point of order that Greg pointed out right as we ended our last session, is that Luton was confused when she struck at Kal-El, but that's not what the rules of confusion say. They say that you take all of your actions to attack your target, and her target was Parsis. She used a cantrip to attack that also hit Kal-El, because that's the nature of the cantrip. And I picked that one because it's her favorite spell that she's used. It would be the thing she would go back to if she's confused, in my opinion. But Parsis is her target, and so with her last action in that turn, she would have not have struck Kal-El. She would have flown over to Parsis, which she has the full movement speed to be able to get to where he was. He was only 25 feet away, or 20 feet away from Luton. She has a 20-foot fly speed. She moved right over into his square, which means a lot of things. It means that Luton was not present for the group attack where she lost 23 hit points.
So she gets 23 hit points back.
So Luton gets 23 hit points back.
Whoa.
It also means that Luton's not confused because she had failed her will save and was confused. Kal-El, Kairos, Darnayru still confused. We'll deal with that when that time comes. But Luton is not in that bubble of influence
in the pantheon.
I feel like we're nearing the end of whatever this situation is. It's round five. We're gonna jump back into it.
Hold on. It's round five.
It's round five.
It's five.
30 seconds, guys.
This has been 30 seconds. And
this how we've been in this for 2 weeks. This is our third week in this fight.
Third week.
30 seconds.
30 seconds have transpired in 3 weeks. Here,
oh my gosh,
on
Thunder
the,
buddies
on the Dice of Thunder podcast. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
And we're not even milking it. It's just hard.
Yeah,
it's so hard.
It's difficult. It is. That's...
Yeah.
What a game. What a game. It's so hard. It is so hard. It's hard for me as a GM to, like, just...
Is it?
Yeah, it is. All these rules and all these tactics and making sure that everybody's doing everything that they intend to do, but also it's balanced and correct. It's just... It's a lot. There's a lot of irons in the fire. But I feel like we're sitting at a point where it's correct. So one at a time, I want a status update on where your character's at. And we'll go around the room and we're going to start with Jordan because we know where Varg's at.
Varg is at 0 hit points.
Yep.
He is unconscious.
Currently unconscious.
Wounded 2. He's fatigued.
Yep.
He's dying 3.
Dying 3.
And I have 0 hero points.
Basically, as close to the edge of death as you can possibly be.
As close as I can.
If he was wounded 3, that's the only thing that he would be close to.
And has barely avoided death a couple times.
Yeah.
You know what? In this 30-second battle we've had, you've literally been taken out of it because of the first confusion.
Yeah.
Which is frustrating as a player. I've been in that position before. I can't imagine what you're going through. And we're moving on. So where's Luton and Kal-El sitting?
Luton is at 47 hit points. She is not confused.
Yep.
Kal-El has 1 hit point.
1 hit point.
1 hit point.
Better be a big hit point.
And confused.
Yeah. That's a dangerous man to have confused over there. Panthera Gigantosa.
And then Luton has 1 hero point left.
Oh, okay. Still in the fight. Darnayru. Where's Darnayru sitting?
I'm sitting at 23 hit points. I am confused. Do you have a weakness 2 to void at the moment?
Permanent weakness 2 to void.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, until I don't know how to get out of that one.
Remove curse.
Yeah.
You are cursed.
With this beauty.
That is so confusing of a situation. I couldn't even figure out how to adjust your character with that.
I was looking and then I gave up on looking.
So we just know that it's there. Yeah.
But I do have a hero point, which I am saving because this is looking grim and I didn't want to be running around with 0. Yeah.
How's Kairos Duvalo?
Kairos Duvalo has no hero points, has 16 hit points, is confused. That's where I'm sitting on a dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Also my life.
Fair. Yeah.
And I'm out of spells. I'm out of a lot of key spells.
There's one key spell in particular that you're out of that
and
is
that
troubling.
Is Breath of Life.
Yeah.
And I ain't got it. I ain't got it.
You used it on Varg.
I used it on
somehow
Varg.
Somehow Varg's still dead.
He had a turn there to pick up his weapon and get killed again.
And he stood up and got a dude's face like, I smell your breath.
And it's stinky.
That's great. So here we are.
Well, it's not a good position to be in as a GM. I don't want to stop playing Pathfinder. Yeah. I don't want there to be a TPK. I like doing this.
Give out more hero points then.
Why do you guys have so many hero points?
No.
You use them to do things like, I rerolled a hit. I want to hit their hero point. And I'm like, oh, okay.
That's how it goes.
Should have started with 3 each. That's what they're for. They're for this. I'm just saying.
I want 12. You have to use them all to recover from death anyway, so...
Yeah, they're all gone.
We're not there yet. We're going to jump back into the middle of round 5 with Darnayru confused. And when I look at the map, where Darnayru is, he cannot see Parsis and he cannot see Luton. They're too far away. They're around a corner. Back in the Gearworks room, out of the pump room. But he can see Kal-El. He can see Kairos, and he can see the Cranium Preserver. Varg is not a threat, unconscious and dying, so we're going to roll a D3.
Huh.
On a 1...
I don't even have a D3.
That's all right. I can take care of that. On a 1, it's going to attack Kairos. On a 2, it'll be Kal-El, and on a 3, the Cranium Preserver.
What's a D3?
Let's go 3.
A 3-sided dice. I rolled a 3.
Hey!
What?
Roll a D6.
Yeah.
I'm trying to picture what a D3 would even look like.
I rolled a 5 on a D6, which is technically a 3.
What would a D3 even look like?
It would a 3-sided, 3-dimensional shape.
A coin?
It's impossible.
A D2 is a coin.
A D2 is a coin.
My head hurts.
I didn't come here to think.
That's why I took care of that for you. And Darnayru would now spend his actions trying to get to the Cranium Preserver. Which maybe this is overdue.
Well, this is the new round, so the piston switched, right? And it's
5 is up. You're next to 6. It's even on the floor. You don't have a climb speed, right? So it would require a climb check to get on top of this giant rotating pump gear. It's 10 feet high.
When it's down?
The gear is always at 10 feet. That spinning platform in the middle of the room.
Oh, sorry.
Go to our Discord, folks, if you want to see what that looks like.
I was thinking of the piston, yeah.
I meant
you can find a link on diceofthunder.com. We're going to be shutting that down after this episode, so we better go now. No, I'm kidding. So what I think the Darnayru would do is move directly up to the gear itself to so that he could climb up to the platform that the Cranium Preserver is on, and I would need you to roll an athletics check to climb up this thing, which is an easy DC.
Yeah, but when you roll natty twos,
oh, that's
14.
14.
Yeah.
Darnayru wastes his first action, cannot scamper up the edge of the rotating gear. Second action.
I do it again?
Do it again.
Okay. Oh, 90-12 that time, all so right. 26.
That is a success.
24, excuse me.
24, yeah. Still a success. And you're able to get up the edge of the rotating gear and move right up next to the Cranium Preserver. So his third action would be to strike at this thing outright. Roll to hit, please.
Let's go, baby.
With the Vitalizing Flissa.
24.
A 24 is a miss.
Dang it. I rolled a 96. That's pretty bad.
Decent AC on the Cranium Preserver. And that takes us to the end of Darnayru's turn. It is now time for Kairos Duvalo.
All right.
We're in the same boat. I'm going to roll a 1, a 2, a 3. A 1 is Kal-El. A 2 is Darnayru. A 3 is a Cranium Preserver. Except the fact that Parsis and Luton are also visible to Kairos.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I thought...
So a 4 is Luton. A 5 will be Parsis. And I shot at Varg with Kairos last time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's still on the table this time.
So 6.
So 6 is going
to
be with
Varg. Wouldn't they have to look through Kal-El's ears?
Oh, there's, to see, yeah, they would definitely have some cover if you tried to
so
shoot.
So Varg is still a threat?
No. You know what? I take that back. Yeah, that's kind of frustrating, right? Because Kairos totally shot at Varg before because he was when he was unconscious.
He did.
I think that Darnayru probably would have attacked Varg, and I should have added that option. Well, live retcons, folks. We'll add a roll of a 4 to Darnayru. I rolled a 3. Same exact result.
Cool.
So the dice are right. Thank you. Darnayru still would have gone up and fought the Cranium Preserver. I didn't. I rolled a d4 that time. I rolled a 3 on the d4. Okay. Now that that's in the rearview mirror, it's a d6 for Kairos because he's got some ranged options. So I'm doing these by who's closest. A 1 is Kal-El. A 2 is Darnayru. A 3 is the Cranium Preserver. A 4 is Varg. A 5 would be Luton. And a 6 would be Parsis. I rolled a 1. That's an attack against Kal-El. With a spell strike, with sky bowels, you attack Kal-El. You have concentrated, so please shoot your bow at Kal-El.
Well, sky bowels isn't a spell strike anymore then, right?
Oh, you know what? I think you're right. So it would be
you
just let
deep.
Your soul cold, baby, oh. Against Kal-El. A spell strike.
That'd be Ray of Frost.
Ray of Frost.
Sweet baby Ray of Frost.
So just don't hit Kal-El. His AC's 26.
Okay. 31.
That's a hit.
Minimum damage. Kal-El's only got 1 hit point. You knock Kal-El unconscious. He's dying 1. You shoot him again. Roll to hit.
Second map?
Yeah. As we just established, unconscious characters are valid targets.
Yeah, we did that. 19.
On the die or total?
Total.
I think that's a miss unconscious Kal-El.
So
even though his AC goes down.
By 1.
By 1. Okay.
Oh, man.
A second arrow against an unconscious 800-pound jaguar, and you miss standing next to him. Contemplate that as your confusion wears off. Darnayru also not confused anymore. But that brings us to Parsis, who has an angry blue rocket standing in his square because she flew over to him. And in order for Luton to get into melee with anybody, she has to enter their square. So they're face to face. She flies over to him.
Right in his face.
With her fist all balled up. Her tiny little fist. She shakes off her confusion. And Parsis just looks at her and says, I want you to know all of this could have been prevented.
Oh, man.
By the power of Gozray.
Digging in.
I will take you down.
Yeet! I believe you. But first, you must suffer the touch of the vampire.
Oh, no.
And I need Luton to roll a fortitude save as the grim finger of Parsis reaches up to touch you with a vampiric touch.
He picks his nose with that finger.
Indeed.
28.
That is a pass.
Nice. Let's go.
Wow. You're not out of the woods, but you're not taking as much horribleness, you take 9 void damage. Parsis heals 4 hit points. Very good. Resisting that made it so that Parsis is not as strong as he could have been. With my last action with Parsis, he flies backwards away from you, Luton, 15 feet, and ends his turn.
Interesting.
We go into round 6. The wheel of death rotates again. The even-numbered pillars are now 30 feet off the ground. The odd ones are flush and even with the floor. But we start off the top of the round with Varg Kinbiter, dying 3. A DC 13 death save to make.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
On a roll of a 1 or a 2 or a 3, it's a critical fail. On a roll of a 4 through 12, it's a fail. You die. 13 or better.
He has to roll above a 13.
He has a 40% chance to live.
Wait, tie goes to the roller, so 13 or better.
13 or better.
13 or better.
Okay.
I'm in this position too much.
Yeah. Once again, we record to see if Varg's going to die. Oh, it's the same.
Same one.
The death dies. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm going
to
be sick.
You want me to use a different one?
No. It's your roll. You roll whatever you want.
I rolled a 6.
Oh, no. No.
Frickin' Varg.
I rolled a 6.
Varg!
Do you have a hero point?
No! No. That's what made this so terrible.
I have nothing.
You don't even have a character anymore. Oh my God. As Varg dies.
Dying 4. Dead.
Oh, man.
Hope you're proud of yourself, Scott.
Yeah.
Hope you're proud.
I mean, wow. I am very good at Pathfinder, but not. It's not like this, guys. Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
There's got to be a way.
Just remind you, who bought you that die you just rolled?
I did.
Yeah. Yes,
that was a gift to say thank you for playing with me.
Yeah. I keep those. I keep those dice. They have a special place in my heart. I do not play with them.
Is the bottom of your dice bag?
No, just in my heart. That's where they stay. That's where they go. I don't roll them.
On display.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
What happens? What's Varg's last thought?
Varg feels his breathing getting shallow, and he feels his heart slowing. And he just makes out like a... As much noise as his voice can muster with as little strength as he has left. I think only Darnayru could probably hear him. Maybe. Over all the gears and the sounds of the jar.
Friggin' jar.
He just says, in the spirit of Boromir, I would have followed you to the end.
You can't pick that one.
Man, Darnayru's standing right next to him.
Yeah.
You see this. You see him, you know.
This looks different.
Yeah,
I see him down on the ground all the time, so I'm used to that.
And there's still some fight this left in him. He's a barbarian.
Is different. So Darnayru is pretty mad.
Do you loot the corpse now, or do you want to wait? That's
messed up. Obviously now, so I can swing the influencer. No, I would not loot his body.
As the final breath leaves Varg's lungs, and he slips out of this reality. He falls and falls and falls, what feels like an eternity of weightlessness and the sick feeling you get when you go over a bump too fast. The pit of your stomach opens up. Varg's trapped in that moment as he's pulled down into the realm of Pharasma, down into the boneyard.
Gosh.
His Kolo body falling through the air, landing on a massive heap of bones. His body immediately decays, his bones joining the pile. But his spirit is there, laying there. And you stand up, Varg, and you look up at the sky. And the only thing that you can see is the glowering face of Grotus on the moon, grinning, almost laughing. You feel a hand on your shoulder. You turn around and see a human face that you don't recognize. But it says to you, thank you for being there for them at my funeral. Come with me, friend. There is much for us to do. As Balnor takes Varg away, and they travel across the soulscape of the Boneyard.
You have unfinished business. Now play both characters.
Yeah.
You might have a friend here soon, because now it's the Cranium Preserver's turn.
Oh, man.
Wow.
So we got to go back into the pump room.
We're just supposed to continue on without processing it.
I mean,
so I don't know any of that happened.
So he's dead?
No, he's he's dead.
Dead,
right?
Dead.
Darnayru knows. You probably feel it.
Yeah.
Kairos probably knows.
I know my cat's about to die, too.
You're maybe more worried about that.
Wow.
Darnayru is standing there as the confusion wipes away, sees his friend take his last breath. And this horrifying monster with its buzzsaw arm swings out at you with it. Just trying to take your... Right at the neck. Trying to take your head clean off.
Buzz, buzz.
The Cranium Remover is a deadly, literally deadly weapon. And I'm now going to roll to hit against Darnayru with my first attack. A 36 to hit.
That's just a hit.
Okay. Lucky.
Really?
Yeah. 22 damage.
I'm down to one hit point. Unless that was a mental saw blade.
It was a very physically real saw blade.
I am now at one hit point standing in front of this thing.
Second strike with the saw blade.
Yeah.
With one hit point. A 25.
Miss.
Is a miss.
That is a miss.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Just miss again.
Third strike.
Hit yourself.
Natty 17.
Oh, that's not good.
It's not good.
Great.
Because it's a hit.
His third hit's over a plus 10.
Yes, it is. And that is 19 damage.
Okay.
As Darnayru falls unconscious and is dying one. The Cranium Preserver is running out of targets.
Well, I disappear.
So that's the end of his turn, so.
That is the end of its turn.
Dang, I was really hoping to get one swing on him. Or two.
That brings us to Luton. 10 feet away from Parsis, your cat bleeding out on the ground behind you, 38 hit points. What do you do?
If I don't heal Kal-El, he dies the next turn, or he just stays down?
He stays down.
Okay. Can I do 3-action Horizon Thunder Sphere?
You can. It would force it to go in. Let me read it.
It wouldn't do damage this turn.
Yeah, it wouldn't do damage this round.
Not the second round.
Just the 3-action.
Yeah.
I think that's doable. And if I remember correctly, if you spend just a 3-action version of it, it extends its range. And then the spell deals half damage on a failure.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Even if you miss, I still take damage. That's what you want to do. That's what you're looking for, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, now we're talking. So
it only says 3d6 plus 1, though.
You can heighten it. It's a signature spell. I'll tell you what the damage is if that's what you want
to
do.
All right. I would like to do 3-action Horizon Thunder Sphere.
Okay. And you're doing that at level 5?
Level 5.
All right. I just need you to roll to hit.
Okay, here we go. 30.
A 30 to hit is a hit.
Oh, yes.
So the initial damage on a hit, as well as the burst damage for multiple round casting, you're not doing that. You're just doing maximum damage. So it starts out at level 1 spell is a 3d6. You add 2d6 for every heightened level. You're heightening it 4 times. This is 11d6.
Come on.
That's insane.
Can I borrow a d6? Lots of ones.
Just re-roll those ones.
32
damage to Parsis.
Nice.
Describe your kill.
Wow.
I knew he had to be close.
Parsis makes a little girly scream that sounds like... And then...
And then I don't care. She's dead.
And then dies.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I'm too stressed to be excited.
Awesome.
But I'm happy.
You hear Luton from the other room. Darnayru hears it from right in front of him.
We are free. This influence is gone.
Wow.
Please. He was controlled.
Please.
No more.
Please.
And it goes back into that standby mode. The cranium preserver.
Luton, hit it again.
Don't hit it again. It is the end of Luton's turn.
Oh my gosh.
I need a death save from Kal-El.
How do I do a death save?
Just roll a DC 11 flat check.
So a D20?
Yep.
11.
Kal-El's fine. Whoa. Stabilizes almost. And is wounded one.
Okay.
Unconscious still. That brings us to Darnire. No, Darnire is not now. I'm sorry. You would act before the cranium preserver.
Oh, yeah. You didn't move me. Okay.
That brings us to Kairos, as Darnire has shifted an initiative to the cranium preserver.
Save me.
You do have the stabilized cantrip and can be heroic now.
Yeah, maybe. Let's see what happens.
Just kill everybody or leave.
He's like, this has been too much, guys. I'm just going to I'm gonna dip.
Bye.
I'm out.
Too stressful.
Yeah, let's stabilize. Let's stabilize.
All right.
Life energy shuts death's door. The target loses the dying condition, though it remains unconscious at zero hit points. Who's this person? This is Darnire?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. Stabilize.
You stabilize Darnire. And combat ends, as the cranium preserver does not take any offensive actions against the Shumfallow 4.
Too soon.
Wow.
Look at your face.
Sorry.
No, you're not.
That's a good joke.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, not.
You're not supposed to laugh at your own joke. That's comedy 101.
I can hear the Thunder Buddies laughing in the future.
Cackling. Alex is ha ha ha.
Wee wee.
Yeah.
Baguette. Croissant.
Don't stop listening, Alex.
Loves us. We love him.
That was a pretty good accent for croissant.
That was really good.
Croissant.
Yeah.
Croissant.
I mean, is that your next character's name, Jordan?
Oh, again.
Oh, my God.
Why?
Don't say sorry, because you're not.
Don't say sorry, because you're not.
I'm sorry. I'm enjoying it so much.
There we go.
That was dumb.
I cannot believe we lost Varg.
Got a dead Varg, a jarhead who just sat down, and the heads is what we're speaking?
Yeah.
The heads, they're no longer controlled.
They're all like
the brains were
kind of
controlling. It's crazy. He was controlling them. The brains were controlling the body.
You have freed us.
But it's just brains?
It's heads.
It's heads.
Heads in a jar. Disembodied heads.
But you can't free just heads.
They are alive. They're being kept alive by this machine.
The juice is loose. We keep them in the jar? I don't understand.
Listen, they can go live their own life as long as Farsis is gone.
Can they, though?
They're heads.
I can't say anything.
Maybe they get individual jars from now on.
Jake Gyllenhaal goes to Costco.
It's up to you guys. You now have these disembodied heads that are alive.
I don't want these.
Let's talk to them.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Hey,
who's talking to him?
What has happened? Why is there...
Kairos says...
Who is this? What have we done?
Kairos says...
What's on your mind?
Which one?
Because their heads.
Yeah. Can you be more specific? We have a lot of mind.
Seriously, how... What are you? How did you become...
We are the people of Alkenstar. That is a common feeling. We all have. Some of me... Works here in the Hydroforge. Some of me is a merchant, and some of me is a shield marshal. There are parts of us that are from every part of the city.
We are
Alkenstar.
We shall call you some of me.
Some of me.
How did you end up?
Like the sum of me.
Yeah.
Nice. Entendre.
Okay.
How did you end up in the jar?
Really? That vampire creature cut off our heads and put them in the jar.
Parsis was killing all the people, cutting off their heads and throwing them in Jake Gyllenhaal's jar.
Yeah, I knew that.
Why, though?
Because he's experimenting.
Yeah, what's your purpose?
We were a servant to that necromancer. We called it necromancer. And as one word, because he was not kind to our necks.
Oh my gosh.
Was not a neck romancer.
Oh man, gosh.
I mean, it kind of was. Romance the necks right away from the bodies.
It was our duty to use our collective knowledge to keep the Hydroforge functioning for Parsus, necromancer. We would drain the tunnels so the necromancer could move about, and we were knowledge, our expertise, our opinions mattered to the necromancer.
I'm sure they did.
He used us to create abominations, horrible, dangerous, explosive.
What was explosive?
We created explosives, exploding. No, it was a machine, device, clockwork, a mechanism for explosions.
Detonators.
Where is this device? That was the word it used, but you're dead.
Detonators. That was the word.
Where are these devices?
Where? Some place. Gear smoke.
Gear smoke.
They are on board the gear smoke.
What is the gear smoke?
It is a boat. It is a river boat. It is coming here? Yes. The necromancer would speak of the hatred in the voice of the necromancer. Ibrium and Angelique Loveless. Those names would be said over and over with hatred. They were coming here. The necromancer was going to destroy them.
What?
Why?
For...
Why? I don't know. Wait.
We are confused. We do not know.
Focus.
Does anyone in here know? Do you know?
You?
What about... No?
Come on.
No, do you know?
It's you.
No? No one here knows.
No, he knows. Maybe not.
When is the boat coming?
Three days.
There are three days before it arrives. But it is following a path. Three days from now, it will be here. Tomorrow, it will be there.
There?
Elsewhere.
No.
Then it will be here. And it will explode. But you must.
You have to.
No.
Come on.
This isn't... I don't know the plan.
It's simple.
The necromancer did not share
secrets.
Where does the boat go when it's not here?
It floats down the river, a riverboat, gear smoke. It is loaded with pyronite.
Pyronite is what the necromancer called it.
Created.
Bring the corpse. Bring it to me now.
Bring the corpse.
What corpse?
The necromancer.
We will show you. We will show you. Bring the corpse.
Yes, put his head in the jar. I'm not supposed to say that.
That's a bad idea.
Don't put it in the jar. Because he can control it. That's a bad idea.
What do you want the corpse for?
We must search it.
Yes.
We must search the corpse. On the corpse.
Fine.
We must search it.
Find the answer.
Bring the corpse to it.
What do you think, Luton?
Oh, and you guys want to take a moment to heal and get all that good stuff? While the cranium preserver just sits there and waits for you.
Okay.
Yeah, let's heal.
Let's heal.
Okay, we're back. The Shum follow five. Expend all of their spell resources. Treat the wounds. Everybody's full.
Felt very boss fighty.
Yeah, it did feel very boss fighty. It was very boss fighty.
Was it not boss fighty?
I'm just saying it's appropriate to take a rest to heal after a boss fight.
We're going to a boat, apparently, now, too.
First thing you're doing is looking at the body of Parsus.
Yeah, so we start dragging that body. Well, we're not standing on the spinning gear no more, right?
No, I'm not.
And barfing because we're motion sick.
As we drag the body of Parsus, it, like, knocks into walls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Very disrespectful handling.
Yeah, we don't care about this thing.
Can we strap Varg onto Kal-El's back?
Yes.
Have they seen Varg now?
Yes.
work. Yeah.
What's your reaction to Varg, Luton?
I'm crying.
Yeah. Kairos is angry.
Softly.
Yeah.
Feeling responsible.
Ooh.
Yeah, Kairos feels a little bit of that too, the two arrows. He's counting his arrows in his quiver.
Do you pull the two out of Varg's body and put them back in your quiver?
No, you leave them there.
You may use those.
The shisk, you leave them there. You break them.
You leave the quills in.
You leave the arrowheads in, yeah, but you
the
break.
Enemy.
No, you break them when it's your...
gotcha. Yeah. You cut the tip off, lets the air out, and then you can pull it out without the barbs.
Yeah.
Like a fish. Varg's a fish.
On Parsis's body...
It sucks.
You find a very ornate-looking clockwork key. The Cranium Preserver, when it sees this key, says, There it is. That is the device we crafted for the necromancer. The key can
locks, turn,
undo. The key can remove. No, the key can disarm. There are three keys for three devices. One for each member. One for Ibrium. One for Loveless. One for Parsis.
Parsis.
And if we have all three of these keys, we can disarm the explosive boat?
Yes.
Yes, but more. There is more.
Again.
Loveless has...
She is the one.
A way. Loveless has control.
No.
Loveless has...
What have we done?
Detonator. Remote detonator. Unless all three keys are used,
Loveless
will detonate remotely.
The barge, the boat... No, it's a
riverboat.
It's a riverboat.
We are confused. Many voices. The riverboat in 3 days will come to Alkenstar. It will explode. It will destroy the screw. The screw. It will ravage the city.
Annihilation.
Many will die. Parsis wanted to stop this. Wanted to keep experimenting. Was enjoying the work.
Pleasure.
Necromancer. Made us. What are we?
I don't know. What time will the boat be here?
3 days.
Do you know a time of day?
No.
We do not know time.
You are the heads of the people who worked at this hydroforge, the people of the city.
Yes.
The city guard. That is what you are, and you were his slave.
Yes.
We
had no choice.
Regret.
But now you are free. And what shall you do?
We are free. We shall. And it holds up its saw blade and looks at it.
No.
And then rips it out of its own socket.
Ooh.
With one of its free arms.
Let's go.
Throws it against the wall.
We are not
destroyers.
Not destroyers. No, can't go on.
We shall end. Will you end us?
Please.
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
Fire.
Will you please...
How?
We are not free. We are here. We are not.
We need to set them free to the boneyard.
We must.
No peace.
We must be free.
How is the best way to do that?
Damage our hit points until we are zero.
We can't just drain the juice or something?
Cast Void Warp on them.
All right.
What is Void Warp?
That sounds fun.
You call upon the void.
That targets one living creature. This is undead.
Thank you for the hit points.
But we ask you to die.
I'm sorry. How about Vitality Lash? You demolish a target's corrupted essence with the energy from Creation's Forge. You deal 2d6 vitality damage with a basic 4-2 save, but it's going to be 66 because I'm buff.
Do you have any questions for us?
For all of us.
We know information about the boat. We know information about the three devices. Do you know where the other two keys kept by Loveless and... Ibrahim.
We assume.
How would we know?
We do not know. They were given weeks ago. We were young. We were few, but we remember crafting, helping. These keys must be used before the remote. Or else they will explode. This was a device we thought of. We suggested. The necromancer was difficult. We could not... We feel guilt. All of us. We all feel the same guilt. It's overwhelming. Please end us. We cannot continue. Please. We cannot take our own life.
You. Your fault.
You're not so fast. So,
oh my gosh.
Why did Parsis come to hate his co-conspirators?
They were trying to force them against the will to do things. Destruction.
To destroy the city. The necromancer loved the city.
Admired.
Loved the resources.
Pleasure.
He loved to experiment on its people.
Yes. Destroy.
It's a different kind of evil.
Yeah.
Same evil.
Yeah.
Brittany, Luton, any questions for the thing?
No, I think we should send them to the boneyard.
You guys should feel some bit of redemption because you are trying to make this right even in your last moments. Is there anything else that might help us set this right?
You were all level 10.
Huzzah!
Hey!
You did it. Oh, not you, Jordan.
Oh, high highs and low lows.
That hurts. That hurts.
You know what else hurts? If you kicked him in the shin under the table.
Yeah. I can't. These table legs are in the way.
Oh, my gosh.
So Kairos looks at
your new character will be level 10?
Yeah.
If you come back.
Yeah, but it won't be a level 10 barbarian. I mean, it could be, but...
That's boring.
It, yeah, could, be, it could be Vogue.
I don't want to play Vogue.
Cousin Vogue.
I don't want to play Vogue.
Really into fashion. He's really into fashion.
I like it.
Strike the prettiest colo around.
So
lipstick on a pig, man.
So Kairos,
Kairos, well, I got Vitality Kairos Lash.
Kairos is going to Vitality Lash. Okay.
And Kairos says,
whip it good.
As you charge up your bow with positive energy and drive the arrow straight into the core of the cranium preserver.
For 15.
We're not going to roll any. This is, we're flavor.
Okay.
Flavor enjoying.
150.
The positive energy spreads throughout the jar, cleansing it. You see the impurities in the water and the formaldehyde and the soaked zombified flesh all clear out.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
And one at a time, all of the heads inside the jar pass away again. And the creature depowers and you hear this... as it clumps over into a heap. And you realize, as it dies and its sort of belly is exposed, you see inside of it a rune that is embedded with clockwork gears.
Ooh.
And it is the power source of the cranium preserver. It was also a tool that it used to sharpen its saw blade.
Oh.
Oh.
So it was kind of a multi-purpose thing. And it is a grievous rune.
Ooh.
G-R-I-E-V-O-U-S. Grievous rune.
Well, we're grieving, so that's timely. Because Varg died.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we get it.
What the Grievous Rune does is it gives you an additional benefit depending on the weapon group if you critical hit with a crit specialization.
Oh.
So.
You know who would have liked that?
Varg.
Varg would have loved the crap out of that. Although Varg didn't have weapon specialization crits, did he?
No.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
I do, but it's already in my sword. It's a 700 gold.
Yeah, it is worth 700 gold. And if a fighter would love that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you get.
I miss Varg already. Remember that one time when we were...
Vargin?
We're Vargin around.
Man.
Oh, he's
the best Varg ever.
I'll make you a tree, Varg.
Yeah.
Put you right next to your... Right next to Balnor.
Man.
And there's nothing else on Parsis?
Nope.
Okay.
Just the key that will defuse his bomb.
But we killed
him. We got the key. We got the rune. Luton, is there anything else in the jar or around the jar, attached to the jar that we need?
I lied. There is a slide pistol.
Oh. Ooh. EDC.
There is something called a corpse compass.
A corpse compass?
Yes. A corpse compass is a clockwork necromancy item. It's a bone compass made of the bones of sapient creatures that died violent deaths. It's eerily effective when it comes to locating corpses. Hmm. If you know you're tracking a creature that is dead, you can use the compass's idiosyncrasies to your advantage and gain a +2 item bonus to your survival check. Otherwise, it works like a normal compass.
Huh. Is there anything...
That slide pistol is a +2 striking slide pistol.
Is there anything on Parsis's body or on the mechanism that allows us to reanimate Varg?
Oh.
Because he's a necromancer. He should have some necromancer juice or something.
Some necromancer juice. I like that.
Undead Varg.
There is, but you would need to know how to use it.
Okay. Mm. So I need to roll for that, right?
Yeah. Roll an arcana check.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Varg's going to come back. He's going to have one eye leaning out of a socket. That is going to be a 34.
With a 34, you are unable to tell exactly what necromancy would be required here.
With a 34?
Yeah, with a 34.
Wow. Okay.
What if I majored in Arcana? I got a master's.
Do you?
Yeah.
You have Master Arcana?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still not enough.
I hate when you do that.
I'm sorry. Whatever this magic is, gosh, it is like so 50. Advanced.
I feel like you would need to be a necromancer to be able to pull this off.
Dang. But it's possible.
All things are possible.
Wow.
Just go ahead and jot that down.
So we don't need anything from the jar.
It was just a mechanical creature, a spider. Its back was a giant jar full of heads, and it had a saw blade. The heads are all dead.
Luton would like to melt it down to a puddle.
Wow. So you heat metal and you just diffuse this thing into nothingness.
Yes.
So that no one can recreate the technology.
It's gross and I hate it.
Not mad about it. You know, I do think it's interesting because this whole place was built on top of that tower. You learned that. I don't know how much that plays into now. It's just kind of a cool, like, lore interest it is. Greg has. I don't think Darnayru cares that much.
It's an abomination. I melt it down to nothing.
It's gone.
It melts down to nothing. Its metal seeps into the cracks of the floor, and when it cools, it leaves behind a shiny puddle of nothingness.
Melted brass.
Like the Terminator.
We strap Varg's lifeless body to Kal-El's back.
Parsis did have an innovation like Kinflenser. The staff that was wielded by the necromancer was a clockwork necromantic staff.
Ooh.
And it has no value. It was a custom piece of equipment, and I didn't get to use it to explode because it would have been cool. Because he could do explode just like Kinflenser.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But you guys never surrounded, so I never had to do that.
Dang.
Would have been neat, though, because it does void damage in an explosion, which heals Parsis and the jar, but then would have damaged you guys.
Wow.
Oh, like healing,
he
but the other way around.
Anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, instead of heal, it did harm as an explosion. That's just a little under the curtain there, or behind the curtain.
Thanks, Cole.
Cole, you killed our friend.
Yeah.
Cole, friend killer.
We don't like you as much as Scotty D.
Oh, don't say that. Yeah.
Does Cole listen to the show?
I don't know,
but Scotty D definitely
does. Not anymore,
does,
he doesn't, huh? Scotty D's going to send him an email. By the way, you killed Bart, and well, I killed Balmer, so.
You've got a few days.
Melissa killed Balmer.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
You know that the gear smoke is
on
coming.
Its way.
Yeah.
And 3 days from now.
Three explosives on it that are laden with pyronite. You have the ability to disarm one of them.
We have to do that.
We
from
have to get the other
boat,
keys.
Though. Yeah, we need the other keys.
They were given to Ibrium and
so they're
Loveless.
On Loveless and Ibrium.
So yep. We need to kill them.
They're somewhere.
We need to lay in wait. It's supposed to arrive at the screw.
It's going
to
blow up at the screw in 3 days.
We need to get upstream.
With a remote, there's a remote detonator. So either it's timed and or the remote detonator is the only way or it's the backup way. So it's one of those. So it's going to blow up at the screw. But my question is, can I roll a recall knowledge to see if he said it's going to be here in 3 days, roughly how fast the river is moving and like where it might be now?
A survival check.
Survival check?
Can okay. I aid?
Yes.
I don't have a great survival.
I'll try to
I
aid
do.
Too. I don't
well, then Kairos should roll
you
that.
Should be rolling. I should try to aid you.
We should aid you, Kairos.
Okay.
Rolling to aid.
Roll your aids.
That's a crack.
21.
That's cracked.
That's one aid from Luton.
Ouch.
14. I missed it by one.
Natty one.
We got no clue.
You have no idea.
Oh, cool.
No earthly idea where the gear smoke can be. Based on how fast the river is flowing.
I can talk to the river.
I was wondering if I could go to ask.
She can talk to the river.
Roll a nature check, Luton.
Dial it up. Can I aid?
Yes.
River, where's the boat? I'll try to aid this one. 22.
35.
17. I suck.
No, that's good. That's an aid.
37.
Oh. You got a +1 from both of us, so yeah.
Luton, you go up to the door that empties out onto the river, and you tell Darnayru and Kairos to take Kal-El up into the control room and flood the tunnels.
Ooh.
We're on it.
They run upstairs. You guys are fiddling with the knobs.
Fiddle.
You flood the tunnels. You flood Luton into the tunnels below.
Water breathing.
As the Ustrati River flows into the bottom of the tin-wound hydroforge, you see the cistern filling up. And Luton, you reach out, seeking Ustrasila, the water spirit.
Ustrasila.
As your mind begins to strain and stress and reach out into the depths of the raging river as the rapids are rushing right into you. You take a deep breath, let the water fill your lungs. You become one with the flow. That's gangsta. You hear a voice say,
"My child, Luton, one of the water, may the tide and the tempest watch over you. You must be far. You seek vessel. It is closer to me than you are. You must go two days closer. 2 days of travel. You will find what you seek.
And that's what you hear.
Okay.
If you travel
2 days.
What the river feels is 2 days is 2 days of the river, which is not 2 days away. It is a short ride on a cart pulled by a horse to the town of Martell.
Okay.
And that is where you would be able to meet the river. Think about how the river would calculate time.
2 days as the fish swims.
2 days yeah. as a fish swims, yes. 2 days as the water flows. Knowing the speed of the river, you gauge that that would be just west of the town of Martell. Is okay. the current location of the gear smoke.
Okay, so Luton flushes out of the tunnels into the cistern, floats to the surface, and flies over to her friends.
Okay.
From there. We must go to the town of Martell.
Is that where the boat is?
That's where, according to the river, we can find the boat, just west of Martell. I think we should leave now.
I think you're right.
Do you want to check in with Phoebes at the Bullet and Barrel?
I mean, I do.
Yeah, I do. We
you
do.
Also need to rest.
I was going to say, are we allowed to rest on the
and
carriage
we need
or not?
To have a funeral.
That might have to come later.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have time for a funeral?
Just keep bringing Varg.
We bring Varg. Everywhere. We leave him with Phoebe for now.
Okay.
Oi, Shumfollow 5, it's great to see you. No. Welcome, welcome, come in. Wait, why are your faces so long? What has happened?
And Cal just walks in. She sees Varg.
Oh, no. Yes. Tell me. Tell me what happened. Come back to the back room where you know where it is.
Yes, another one of Jordan's characters died.
Okay.
He didn't roll real dice.
Oh,
yes, I did.
He did, though.
Every time.
Wait. Roll a digital one.
See no. the same.
Yeah. If you get a 13 or not.
Okay.
Do it.
It'll make it so
he's
bad.
He's going to get like a nat 18.
Let's see.
20.
That'll put this argument to bed. Oh, okay. So, yeah,
it was meant.
Really bad.
It was meant
it
to
was
be.
Meant, yeah, meant to be.
You rolled a 6 on the real die and a 5 in the digital.
Yep. It was meant to be.
You're looking for the gear smoke, you say?
Yeah.
Yes.
Huh. Let me check something.
It is coming
here.
To destroy the screw. That is their plan.
That's where the bombs are.
Yes.
You've figured out the evil plot.
The evil plot,
of
yes.
Angelique Lovelace. I have some connections. Let me check something really quick.
And she leaves the room. Comes back just a few minutes later, like 15 minutes.
The gear smoke is scheduled to be at a place called the Bridge House in Martell tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon.
The Bridge House is a large tavern and a warehouse built right on the side of the riverbank, right over the top of the Ystradi River in Martell. It's a common place for tourists to board and then float into Alkenstar.
If it is going to be there tomorrow afternoon, then how fast can we get there?
You could get there if you leave first thing in the morning.
Okay.
Martell's not that far away. It's closer than the gunworks. It's between here and there.
That sounds like the move right there.
Can we leave Varg's body in your care?
Of course.
Until we can come back
I will
properly
gently repose him.
Okay. Can we stay here tonight and rest so that we can leave in the morning?
Naturally. You're welcome to stay here whenever you like.
Thank you, Phoebe.
And Kosawana comes from his hiding place, is the back room.
Ah, a great mind has been lost today.
Yes.
Yes.
A great mind and a great friend.
I shall mourn him. I shall mourn the loss of his intelligence.
Can you do something like make him a clockwork robot or something?
I can. It doesn't seem right.
Whoa.
So what? I'm not going to.
Clockwork Varg?
Oh, like make a clockwork of Varg, not like actually make Varg
like
clockwork.
A zombie puppet.
Yeah, like put his soul inside a clockwork.
Kind of like what we just got finished destroying in the Hydroforge?
Yeah.
Because that wasn't evil. He's like, yeah,
I like how you look around, kind of look around for approval a little bit, but not really.
It's more for understanding. Like, yeah. That's what I mean.
No, it's good. I like it. It's a little dark.
Okay, trying to bring the guy back.
Varg remains dead for now.
For now. He's with Balnor.
They're chilling.
Doing boneyard things.
Player 2 has entered the game.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It was bad because we're down.
We're going to pick up some rando on the way.
Well,
who put an LFG out?
Can Jordan play a rando character just for the fight?
Do you want to roll on a completely random table for every ability? Class, ancestry background.
We're just, we'll pick you up on the way.
That's crazy.
That's how you end up with a robot monkey. Really. That's...
No, he should be able to make his own character.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens next week as the Shunfall five get to level 10.
Level 10.
Level 10.
Most of them.
Bittersweet about it.
The Shunfall of four. Make it to level
10. That's my joke.
We're going to bring you back, bud.
Didn't Balnor die and we all leveled up too?
Yeah.
Yes.
On his course. Man.
Oh, man. Well,
it sounds to me like it's going to be up to Jordan to decide. I guess we'll find out what he chooses next week, Thunder Buddies.
I'm excited. Wow.
As, yeah. As I spend the next week working with him on his character.
Joke's on you, I quit. Ah! Ah,
no! You're under contract. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Wow.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.